Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground for a single. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Combs moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Gregory moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gregory scores. Hayes moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gregory hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Appling. Ruffing moves all the way to home. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive to left field. Chapman throws towards Crosetti. Crosetti fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crosetti. Chapman throws the ball into Crosetti, who tags Simmons trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Simmons moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons moves to third. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws to second for one, and Hayes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gregory hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gregory reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gregory moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gregory scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-3 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gregory hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Gregory moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gregory moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 4 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 3 in the game. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Lynn Larry pinch runs for Lou Gehrig. Red Faber now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry now playing first base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Combs is chasing the ball. Appling rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickey moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dickey moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Dickey scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-4 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.